With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Illinois and Chicago filing suit aiming to stop President Trump's deployment of hundreds of National Guard troops
to the city. The president has portrayed Chicago and other U.S. cities as war-ravaged and lawless and argued they need federal involvement. But the lawsuit alleges that Donald Trump's long-declared war on Chicago and Illinois is unlawful and dangerous. A federal judge did not immediately block the deployment of National Guard troops, but gave the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson blaming Democrats for the current government shutdown. The Louisiana Republican says their actions have tremendous consequences.
You've got women, infants, and children that are not getting nutrition supplements, the programs that the federal government pays for and they desperately need. We've got veterans' health services being suspended. We have telehealth services for people who have disabilities and get their health care at home. They're not getting that right now.
The Senate voted again Monday evening on a pair of measures to fund the government and end the shutdown. Both fell short of the 60 votes needed. Israeli and Hamas officials launching indirect talks on a U.S.-drafted peace plan to end the war. Those talks resumed Tuesday in Egypt on a second anniversary of the war. Military Affairs Analyst, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
At the heart of this is the release of the hostages living and dead, ceasefire, freeze, the release of Palestinian detainees in Israeli prisons, certainly the disarmament of Hamas, the reconstruction of Gaza, the control of Gaza, all of those issues are wrapped into this plan.
This is SRN News. For the first time ever, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. On his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary president Dr. Albert Mohler warns the great moral dangers.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say, we're going to redefine human reproduction, guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out, you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
And Dr. Mohler adds how close we are to complete moral disaster. This is SRN News. Flag football is turning pro. Hey, we're not making this up. Ahead of the upcoming L.A. Olympic Games, Geffen Coolbaugh explains.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league plans to launch women's and men's professional flag football leagues in the next couple of years. The timeline outlined by Goodell at the Leaders in Sport Conference in London would see the leagues created ahead of the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics, which will feature flag football for the first time. The league has prioritized flag football as a way to attract young fans. Goodell says, quote, the demand is there, end quote, at the stateside college and international university level. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Los Angeles Angels facing a court trial over whether the team is responsible for the drug overdose death of one of its players. The family of pitcher Tyler Skaggs filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the team. More details at srnnews.com.